All right, welcome, loves. It is Bowerly. I might be married, but you're still my loves. She's cool with it. It's all right. Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to be with you. And so, anyway, it seems like every week or every month you hear about some famous athlete, even here in Buffalo, who is proposing and getting married. And I thought to myself, wow, what an interesting show that would be. And let me just rattle off real quickly some of the questions to which I'm receiving answers from you. Number one, how did you make your proposal? How did you pull it off? Don't be gross. How did you pull it off? Another question. And again, I'm a little bit unconventional when it comes to these things, but I'm really old school on other things. For example, before any marriage took place, I got the blessing of her dad. Why, at 60 years old, would I ask for the blessing of her dad? Because it's a sign of respect. At least that's the way I view it. It's a sign of respect. Public marriage proposals. How do you feel about those? Look, to each his own, all right? I just happen to think that puts an extraordinary amount of pressure on the person you want to spend the rest of your life being a part of, frankly. I think it's something that is best at least talked about in private. I mean, if you want to propose at a Bills game, if they do that, I think you should at least give the person to whom you're going to be proposing a heads up. And put yourself in the position of a woman who has no idea a proposal is coming, and there you are, 70, 60,000 people around, and suddenly you are on the spot. How in the world can you give a realistic, honest answer with all that pressure on you? Occasionally, you do hear about the person who says no, and I give those people a lot of credit because I think that takes an incredible amount of courage under such duress, and that's what it really is. It's duress, and my hat's off to people who are strong enough internally to say no. Because you know it's going to be a very awkward drive home. I'm thinking probably ride sharing or a taxi would probably be the next step in that. How many of you guys were asked to be married by the woman in your life? Now, as far as those of you who are gay or lesbian, I'm sure you've got some great stories too. And I never, ever, ever want you to feel excluded from the show. Okay, because you are a part of our community, of my life, and you live your life, and obviously now you're able to legally get married. I'm sure you've got some great stories that you can tell, and don't feel excluded if you are homosexual. I couldn't care less. I mean, I respect you. It's not like I don't care about you, but I don't care about what your orientation happens to be. It's just immaterial to me. It's just something that doesn't matter. 803-0930, the phone number is *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And is there a time limit or an amount of time you must date before asking somebody to marry you? And I will not name names, but someone who is a sponsor of this program met and married his wife within 3 months. And they are going strong after decades and decades and decades of marriage. I'd love to hear those stories because, what, like, you go out with somebody for 5 years, and that's the time limit. After 5 years, you must ask somebody to marry you. To me, that's really artificial, and I think you either know or you don't know. And I had a conversation with Mimum before getting married, and she is of the same mind as I am. Basically, Tom, you're 60 years old. if you don't know what you want by now, you're never going to know what you want. And I knew what I wanted, and I knew who I wanted. And the way things worked out, they couldn't have been more perfect, timing-wise and everything else. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's hear your stories. And I'm not going to tell you my story until I clear it with Mrs. Bowerly, because she is a private person in many respects. And that's one of those things that when you are part of a married couple, you had better know that, because if somebody wants things to be private, they should be private. And you've got to respect that. 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Because a big part of marriage is understanding that your partner has views of his or her own. And it's up to you to do the right thing, which is doing exactly what you want to do and disregard anything he says. just kidding. Let's go to Chris in Tonawanda on News Radio 930 WBEN. Chris, you've got a story for us.
I do. I've been with my husband since I was 14. He was 16. When I was 16, he was going to propose at the Thruway Mall. But that backfired. So he decided that he was going to do it at my parents' house. But I was on the phone, and he put the ring on the table and walked away.
Okay. That's a little bit awkward, my love. A little bit awkward.
Well, it was my best friend, and I had to talk to her. It was a crisis.
Oh, it was a crisis. But sometimes other people's crises have to wait until you achieve resolution with something big in your life. That's part of being a friend.
Well, he says, "Hon, I have something for you." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, wait." And he got tired of waiting. He put the box on the table. I looked at the box. My eyes got real big. And I said, "I gotta go." And he walks away. That was my marriage proposal.
There were no words exchanged, such as, I love you. I can't live without you. I want you in my life every single day.
Oh, we're still together.
But
there were no
flourishes of poetry or anything like that.
No, he was 16 or 18. I'm sorry. I was 16. No. But he did renew our vows on our 25th, and he did propose then. So I guess it makes up for it.
Well, now that you know each other a little bit better, I guess that makes sense. How long, I mean, obviously you were very, very young. How long had you been seeing each other prior to the proposal being made?
2 years. I was 14, he was 16, so at 16 he proposed to me.
What do you say? And I'm curious about this, partially for selfish motives, but what do you say when people say when you have friends and they say, "Well, we met 2 months ago, we met 4 months ago, 8 months ago," do you think that's a little bit too soon?
I think if you know, when I first met him, I said to a lady that was standing next to me, I'm going to marry that guy. And I was 14, and 35 years later, we're still together. So I knew. So if you know. You know what I mean?
You know what? Absolutely. And I do think, however, there's a caveat to what I'm about to say. I do think that the older you are, the more life experiences you have, the more reliable your judgment is in making such a commitment to somebody after a relatively short period of time. Generally, 18 and 16 years of age, not exactly the peak of frontal lobe, rational thought, good decision-making situations. But it worked out for you. I mean, a lot of times as I'm sure you're well aware, I'm sure you've got friends in this category, people who marry so young and so seemingly quickly.
And they're divorced, yep.
Well, the preceding line is, you're what? Meaning you're pregnant. You know, I mean, that certainly has happened more than once or twice out there, I'm sure, to people listening to the program. So did he, at his young age, did he ask your parents for permission to propose?
Yes, he did. Actually, they took him to get the rings. So, yes, he did ask both parents. My mother and my father. Yes.
And I have believed, and I've tried to make this very clear, I believe, and again, even at the age of 60, I believe then, and I believe now, that this drug business is going to destroy us in the years to come. Sorry, The Godfather. I watched it again last night. But I believe that it is a sign of respect, whether you are 20 years old or 60 years old. There's something about asking the parent for permission that I think is classy. Ordinarily, not a word that people would associate with me, but I think it's classy.
I agree. We're very old-fashioned, even to this day. We have old-fashioned thoughts and things that we try to instill in our children. And, you know, some things they go by, some things they don't, you know. But for the most part, they're old-fashioned, too. So,
my love, if you can hold on, there's some other things about which I'd like to speak. So stand by if you're able to do so. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Tanner Saunders has his organ out. Tanner, would you like to play something for us? I do not believe that is a Hammond B3. Pretty sure about that, but here comes the bride. I'll take that over Love and Marriage any day of the week. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Isn't this fun? Are you guys enjoying this as much as I? Bowerly, with you. Great to have you. Thank you for choosing us, WBEN, on your drive home from work or wherever it is you happen to be coming from today. Let's get back to Chris in Tonawanda talking about wedding proposals and marriage and all stuff like that, because in her case, he was 18, she was 16, and they've been together a very long time. One of the problems with being, you know, we talked earlier about what I believe is a sign of respect, even if you're a 60-year-old man asking the father of the bride for permission to ask to marry his daughter. I think that is very important, and it sends a message of respect to your future father-in-law, number one. But as far as the whole age thing, did you get any blowback from anybody in the family regarding, you're just too young, you're 16 years old, maybe by the time of the wedding, 17, but you're too young and this just can't possibly work?
Yes, my aunt actually did. I was 4 months shy of my 18th birthday when we got married. And she would say, it's not going to last more than a month. It's not going to last more than 6 months. And it kept going and going and going. And now she finally gave up, thank goodness. But
I would think so, after how many decades.
Right. And I don't understand. If you know, you know. And marriage is a job, is what I tell people that are getting married. You got to be committed. You've got to understand and listen to your partner. You've got to give and take. It's a mutual decision, and it's too easy to get divorced now. You know, people say, like I was listening to, I think his name was Alex, you and Alex talking about a piece of paper. That irks me.
Well, it irks me too. And for those who did not hear the conversation, one of my aggravations about talking with friends about marriage is it's just a piece of paper. It doesn't mean anything. And I'm not going to lie, it kind of got me dander up a little bit because, again, am I unconventional in the way I view many aspects of life? Absolutely unconventional. But when it comes to marriage, I happen to think that that is a sacred situation and that it is not a piece of paper. In part, it is a legal document because essentially, with the laws being what they are, it is basically a contract between two people with big legal ramifications. However, symbolically, I think it means a hell of a lot more than just being a piece of paper.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. It is a contract between two people that love each other, that are ready to commit with each other. You know, we've had our ups and downs, and there was a time in our marriage that it was really down, and it was almost divorce. But we worked it all out, and you know, we're still together, and we still love each other, and we're still going strong.
Yeah, obviously you are. And, you know, that is that's a tremendous thing. So your response to I've offered my response, but what was your response to people who will say even today, well, marriage, it's just a piece of paper?
I tell them it's not. And I'll tell them that my husband was just talking. When they say it's just a piece of paper, it's more than that. And that's what I try to tell them. Right. You've got to be committed. You've got to, you know, I have ours framed. So I don't know. I don't know if you do, but.
Wait, you have what?
My marriage certificate. Framed.
Okay. Framed. No, I just got mine from Jamaica. It just literally came in today when I was on the air. And it's I hope I'm not going to get in trouble for saying this, but the funniest thing about our marriage certificate from Jamaica is it has me listed as divorced, and she is listed as spinster, and I'm never going to let her live that down because she's never been married before, which actually makes me feel really good because, wow, I was the one. That's kind of cool for me. Chris, thank you very much. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll hear what some other people have to say during the course of the program. Thank you. And congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And congratulations on your wedding.
Well, you may feel free to send gifts. Money, it would be the best gift of all.
Of course.
I'm going to try to hit Russ Salvatore up for maybe a 6 or 7-digit check.
There you go.
We're friends, and I think it's appropriate. Thank you.
Throw some my way, too, okay?
What, honey?
I said throw some my way, too, okay?
Yeah, we'll think about that. Thank you very much, Chris and Tonawanda. Appreciate it. And when we do, like, we're going to do a party. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to do a party for our friends, but we're going to be very, very explicit that no gifts are going to be accepted because we don't need anything. There's nothing that we need except the pleasure of the company of people to whom we invite to our little celebration of the marriage. And we're going to try to get back to the bars to play. And I think that they should probably do it for free because I clearly have built that band. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh. All right, a little yacht rock kind of stuff going on there. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I want to remind you of something that is very, very important. Make sure you mark your calendar because the SPCA Radiothon, which benefits the SPCA serving Erie County, in other words, local. The SPCA serving Erie County, that's not the organization that pays its CEO $1 million a year. Okay, this is a local organization. The Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County will be heard on Wednesday, the 13th of December. Yeah, that's coming up next week. And this year, the SPCA serving Erie County will open its adoption floor early at 9:30 a.m. Get it? If you're looking to adopt a friend on this special day, you can enjoy half off adoption fees or take part in the SPCA serving Erie County's Vets and Pets program on that day only, or visit the event page we have at WBEN.com. All right. Ooh, I've got a floater right now, and it's nothing about which to be alarmed. The other floater looked like the shape of Florida. This one looks like a pelican. it literally looks like a pelican, but it's no big. of all things, why isn't it a cockatoo? Why isn't it a crow? It's got to look like a pelican. Thank you. Remind me of sunshine. Thank you. I need that today. Anyway, welcome. 442 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. And, you know, one of the athletes of one of the local teams came out that he went and got himself engaged. And then what happened yesterday is we started doing this as a topic, and the phones were blowing off the hook. And then, tragically and sadly, I had to hang up on a lot of people because we just ran out of time. Because there's a certain rule in this business which goes, if the lines are ringing off the hook, or if I have a special interview set up with John Wilkes Booth, Julius Caesar, something like that, there will be some kind of a traffic situation that takes 5 minutes every time we go to traffic. But we got to do it because, you know, we're a news talk station, and a big part of news is traffic because, oddly enough, you need to get home because you've got your own life and you've got your own things that you want to give or want to have taken care of. So anyway, what we are doing right now on this fine radio program is we are talking about your marriage proposal. How did you propose? How did you do it? Did you do something special? Was it over dinner? Was it on the sofa? Was it perhaps in the bedroom? And I don't mean anything lascivious by that. I mean, something could happen in the bedroom and be utterly chaste and pure. But anyway, the phone number to call is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And if you are just joining us, just some thoughts in general about marriage. And maybe we're on the same page on this, and maybe we're not. But nobody's right and nobody's wrong, because your opinion is your opinion. And your opinion is no less valuable than my opinion, and vice versa. I mean, there's no rule book on this kind of stuff, keep in mind. But as far as marriage, one of the things, and you've got some thoughts on this, I'm quite sure, and we might have some dissenting thoughts among the audience, and that's fine. One of the things that used to drive me nuts, in fact, it still drives me nuts, is the traffic on Transit Road during Christmas shopping season. But the other thing that drives me nuts is the people who are very, very vocal in their arguments that It's only a piece of paper. Your marriage certificate, it's only a piece of paper. That's all it is. It has no other significance. It's just another piece of paper. And I don't happen to agree with that. Now, you might be somebody who has said that. You might be somebody who has been in discussions about that in recent weeks or months. But I don't think it is a simple question of a piece of paper. It is, it the way I look at it anyway, I think it is one of the most important documents of your entire life. If you think about it, and a couple of other things that I would be interested in hearing your personal story, because it's not about me. Like I always tell you guys, I will use experiences in my life as kind of starting points for conversation, but it's really about you. And one of those starting points is the whole idea, again, that marriage and a marriage certificate, it's only a piece of paper with no greater significance. You might agree with that, and that's fine. Tell you, legally, your marriage license, your marriage certificate is a heck of a lot more than a piece of paper legally, because you are committed. You are entwined, or as they say, you are hitched. Never quite like that word. So, I hear you got hitched. What am I, a tractor trailer? Am I a boxcar, a freight train? I think not. But you might think that it's just no big deal. And look, let's be very honest. There are a lot of people out there who are very happy and living together, and they don't happen to be married, and they don't have a piece of paper that says they're married, and they're totally fine with that. And who's to say who's right and who's wrong? I think it's a question of your individual preference as a human being. But it used to, and again, it still does to some degree, frost my sensitive spots a little bit when somebody says, it's just a piece of paper. No, it's not like Monopoly money. It's not like a Yahtzee scorecard. It has an import and a value which makes it special and extremely important. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Also, I do realize that it is 2023. All right, sometimes I realize that. Other times I forget. But it's 2023. And I wonder how many of you listening to my voice right now, do you think it is old-fashioned and unnecessary to ask for the blessing of your bride's father in order to proceed with your marriage? And to be brutally frank with you, hi, I'm Frank. Now, to be brutally frank with you, I think that getting the permission of the father of the person you would like to marry, I think it shows respect. And it is as simple as that. How many of you, has it ever happened where you have asked for permission of your bride's father and your bride's father said, absolutely not, young man. You are not going to lock her into a situation where she's stuck with you. I'm sure that has happened. And these public proposals, like stadium proposals, I never quite understood those when I was younger, and I understand them even less now. 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. These are some of the things that we are talking about on the radio program right now. And again, it gets back to me anyway. Maybe I watch too many old movies. That could be. But to me, And again, I can't tell you that, yes, I am the authority and I am the be-all and end-all. I am the final word on the subject, because that would be ridiculously arrogant of me. I'm not really like that most of the time. But the sign of respect, I think it would start your marriage off on a good note, because one of the things is your future father-in-law can never look at you and say, hey, you didn't even show me the respect of asking for my blessing, and a blessing is not guaranteed to take place, but I've never heard of anybody who asked a bride's father for permission to marry their daughter and they got shot down. Well, when I say shot down, I mean metaphorically, not physically. We're not talking about rack up the 410. I mean, that's bird shot anyway. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Had some great calls so far, like classic calls, and maybe you will be the next. And I would love to hear from those of you in your 20s and 30s and 40s, because we have more single people now, that is to say unmarried, than we've ever had in history. And it's cross-cultural. It's not just the United States. Places like Japan, I'm sure places like Canada. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So, any of this resonating with you as it did yesterday? No, not the Patty Duke show and other shows from the certain era of American television, but have you, for example, gotten into, I don't want to say arguments, have you gotten into lively discussions about marriage and whether it is an outdated concept or whether it is as valid now as it ever has been? 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. There's something, well, a lot of other things I was going to get into here on News Radio 930 WBEN regarding this particular topic. But I really, and look, talk radio sometimes tends to skew in an older demographic, and I really, as we are starting to think about heading into the news here at 5 o'clock, I would love to hear from those of you who are younger, from those of you who are in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s. What are your views on marriage? Is marriage an outdated and antiquated relic of the patriarchy? Oh, did I just use that word? Yes, I did. Is it an outdated relic, or is it still as valid and as important as it ever was? I'd love to know what you young people think about this whole marriage idea. And again, I hate to repeat myself, although I seem to do it quite a bit, but the idea that a lot of people have, and not even just young people, I'm talking about people who are around my age, who believe very strongly that marriage is nothing but a piece of paper. And call me old-fashioned, but I don't think it's just a piece of paper. I think it is a very significant document and a very important part of being alive. I mean, if that's what's important to you, I mean, you're telling, what are you doing? You're telling the world that you have made what ideally should be a lifelong commitment to the person that you have decided to marry. It's not just a girlfriend or boyfriend situation. I mean, girlfriends and boyfriends, they come and go. I mean, and yeah, you know what? For some people, husbands and wives seem to come and go. But as far as those of you who are of the younger generation, especially listening to talk radio, I mean, you might have, and again, this it might be a skewed issue because of the fact that you're listening to this radio station at this particular time. Do you believe that it is simply a meaningless scrap of paper? And, you know, again, I mean, I never thought that I'd be saying some of these things, okay? Because, again, let's face it, I am rather unconventional and somewhat eccentric with certain things. But with other things, I do believe that marriage is important. I do think a marriage certificate is important. I do believe in that kind of a commitment if you have found the person who is worth committing to in that way. But look, I could be wrong. And yeah, I'm well aware of the divorce statistics, and I'm well aware of the argument that, well, Tom, would you get on a plane that had a 50% chance of going down? And the obvious answer to that is no, but in terms of your marriage, you've got a lot more control over that than you're ever going to have over the other stuff. Unless you're going to hop into the pilot's the chair and take over the yoke. But the yoke would be on you. All right, it is coming up on 4:58 at News Radio 930 WBEN. On-air phone number for your calls. You might have been on hold yesterday, and I just plumb run out of time to talk to you. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Don't know that I've ever done this topic. And if I've done it, I don't know that I've ever done it outside of the Valentine's season. Because, you know, a lot of times, as we head into the Christmas and Hanukkah situation, a lot of people get engaged this time of the year. It seems to bring out the love in a lot of people. It is, and of course, ferocious arguments as well.